Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. Hope you had a great weekend. Today, the scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Job 20, 12 through 21, 34, Psalm 105, 7 through 15, Proverbs 21, 22 through 24, and 1 Corinthians 8, 1 through 9, 12. Today, we're going to be talking about the great stimulator. Our focal passage today is going to come from 1 Corinthians 8, 6, which says, "There is one God, the Father. All things are from Him, and there is one Lord, Jesus Christ. All things are through Him." In order to remain spiritually vibrant, we must strive to be creative and outgoing. It is never too late to acquire this characteristic. We are made in the image of our Creator, and when we cease to be creative, we cease to be. Kagawa, I believe I'm pronouncing his name correctly, the famous Japanese Christian, used to refer to Jesus as the great stimulator. One day, some students asked him why he was so fond of this phrase, and he replied, "Because he stimulates the creative center of each one of us, making us first aware of God and then aware of the infinite possibilities in God." When I heard of a pastor once that spoke about himself being in school, he said, "When I was in school, I struggled with my studies. And although I passed all my examinations and went to college, my passes were always on the borderline. Then I found Christ as the great stimulator, and what a change. He stimulated my creative center within me, and he so transformed my attitude towards work that within months I had moved from a near bottom of my classes to near the top." When taking a seminar in Birmingham, this same pastor said he met a friend who had recently come to live there. "But do you think of Birmingham?" he asked. His reply was, "I have lived here for 3 months, and every day I keep seeing new horizons." This is what happens when we stay close to Jesus. Every day we keep seeing new horizons. In His company, we begin to see farther, feel for people on a wider scale, act more decisively, and live on the growing edge of adventure. Why? Because a creative God gives to His creation the same creative impulses. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we pray that You will stimulate our whole being so that every day we can see new horizons. Help us never walk with our eyes focused on the ground, but to have our eyes fixed on You. And it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at John 1, 1 through 18, Colossians 1, 16, and Philippians 2, 1, and keep these two questions in mind. Who is the center of creation? And two, what happens if He is the center of our lives? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continue to follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.